This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. You see it in television shows like Star Search and American Idol, young artists competing to become the next instant celebrity. But our tech culture correspondent, Shani Jardin, reports on another kind of competition. It's an urban dance contest here in Los Angeles where fame and fortune aren't necessarily the goal.
In a driveway next to a large apartment building off Crenshaw in Los Angeles, several dozen dancing teenagers in matching athletic gear rehearse hip-hop routines. Every few minutes, the entire group has to stop abruptly and step aside when one of the building's residents drives up to enter the parking structure. More than 14 groups have arrived to compete in the fourth annual edition of Maxed Out, an urban dance competition founded by 26-year-old L.A. choreographer Joanna Vargas.
You know, if I do the showcase, I'm going to max out my credit cards, and I'm going to feel maxed out. So I said, that's the perfect name, Maxed Out.
Dancers from throughout California and other Western states converge here each year, from 8 to 30-something, and from a broad range of ethnicities. Many of the dancers lament the fact that hip-hop has morphed into a massive money-making machine, barely recognizable from its humble street origins. Big brands rent its cool factor to sell everything from shoes to booze. Music videos and commercial radio stations now bombard us with big-budget rap that drips with gold, diamonds, SUVs, and couture-clad babes. But what I'm seeing and hearing here is different. This is pure low-budget street. Three teens decked out in stylish home-tailored outfits practice twirls in a back alley behind the theater's air conditioning ducts. One girl applies her teammate's show makeup. The teammate checks it in the side mirror of a nearby car. Another cluster of poppers and lockers do aerial rappels off a trash dumpster, anxiously awaiting start time. There will be cash prizes tonight, but nobody's in it for the bling bling. When the show's over, the baddest b-boy of them all only takes home $100. Not even enough to buy a fresh pair of those cool Puma sneakers he's wearing on stage.
Evunk. DVS. Pack.
Inside, the theater fills to capacity. Dance teams huddle in the wings, whispering last-minute cue changes and stepping through moves in place. Some contestants want to be pro dancers, but organizer Joanna Vargas says that for others, urban dance is just a way of life. It's who they are.
If you were to see these people rehearse, they blood, sweat, and tears right here. And for somebody to say that there's no discipline or that it's not positive, it's just, I don't think they understand. I think they're ignorant.
Dancers and support teams file onto stage and sit in a horseshoe formation. In the center, pairs of b-boys will try to outdance each other. Finalists face off for the ultimate round, where one winner will be chosen by audience scream volume. The DJ drops a needle into black vinyl. Heads bob. One pair of breakdancers stands up, and then one of them dives into a sequence of impossible moves. Popping, locking, head spins, robotic boogaloos. The crowd goes crazy. After busting a series of impossibly funky steps, an ecstatic Richie Ramirez from Team Culture Shock wins the competition. A duo of female dancers storm the stage. The crowd's cheers are deafening, and even the two judges break into a spontaneous face-off for fun. Judge Mookie curls into a ball and seems to toss himself into the air like a stone. Outside, I find the winning b-boy, Richie, smiling, drenched in sweat. He seems to unconsciously gesture in the same staccato movements with which he dances. It's like he's breakdancing to punctuate his speech.
For me, it's very spiritual. It's when you get lost in the music. And for me, that's really enlightening, you know, sort of like saying a prayer and whatnot. So that's my motivation. Yeah.
Hip-hop culture is just, you know, more than what people think it is. You know, most people I know, like, think that's like a big gang thing or whatever. I know most adults do, but it's really not. It's really great, you know. People are great, you know, I love making new friends. MySpace.com rocks.
Dancer Casey Reyes says she and her friends spend a lot of time online, linking up digitally through online networking services, and sharing news about the latest in underground hip-hop.
Wait, was it MySpace.com?
Yeah, MySpace.com rocks. It's like the place.
And what is MySpace.com?
Oh, it's like a Friendster. It's kind of like a big online network thing, you know, like where people find each other and just tell each other about their day or, you know, stuff like that. It's like a like mini website, a personal website.
Back inside the packed theater, the competition continues long into the night.
I dance, therefore I am.
B-boy battle judge Fresh steps outside for some air.
This is an outlet. Everybody can't be a football player or a jock. So this is their way to express themselves, and you get a support group at the same time. You see people of all nationalities, and this is something that goes on. You hear them screaming? You hear that? That's good energy. It's sending a little chill up my spine.
Though urban hip-hop is associated with Black American culture, and many of the kids here are Black, this is a mix of race and culture, including lots of Latino and Asian dancers, and even a few white breakers. All just trying to keep it real.
I don't know if you've been around for the rock and roll when it first started, but they said rock and roll, it's a fad, can't wait till it's over with. Well, it ain't over with, and neither is hip-hop.
For Day to Day, I'm Shani Jardin.